Hey, good morning, and the evening. No, the morning has commenced. Welcome to the People's Paradise. So, this is a flashback episode, and in this flashback episode, I'm going to have two clips to examples of my eloquent critique that I've given on things. And this first one is going to be for the Black Panther film. I actually went to see Black Panther the day it came out, and I had some very controversial opinions about the film. I want you guys to listen and tell me what you think. And right after this clip, the next one will start.
This was the worst freaking movie I've ever seen in my entire... I'm joking. What is going on with you, my beautiful people? Shout out to you guys listening to me live right now on the People's Paradise podcast on my Black History Diary. We are in the midst of my Black History Diary, and today we are going to talk about my personal review of the Black Panther film, this film that's made history around the world for how much is sold in the box office. Shout out to the producer of that film, executive producer, and the star, Chadwick Boseman. $25.2 million in previews on Thursday. They made $25.2 million in the box office on Thursday. You guys did great. Shout out to you guys. This is a great moment for Black history, great moment for Black cinema. Now let's get to the bullshit. Let's talk about how good the film was. For those of you guys who know me, who are familiar with my podcast, who have been following my YouTube channel for a while, I have been talking shit about this film for quite some time. I have been saying that I think that the film was going to suck. I thought Black Panther was going to be a terrible film because, for one, Black Panther really is just, I always thought he was a shitty superhero. I feel like he never had really that many significant superpowers. I didn't think he was a dope character, and then when I saw him in Captain America Civil War, I feel like I didn't see enough charisma or character from him to where I would look at him and think like, oh my God, that's a dope superhero. If I was 8 or 9 years old in the same position I was when my stepdad beat my mama's ass all the time, I would never daydream about being that nigga. Because that's how I gauge how good a superhero is, if how much of my time I spend daydreaming about being you. And he wasn't that cool to me. So, lo and behold, when I took my ass into the theater yesterday, on matinee hour, because I'm a G like that, you feel me? Ain't spending more than $10 on my days off. When I went to go see the film, I was pleasantly surprised. This is actually a pretty... Well, you know what? I'll be real with you. Okay, so there's a lot of different things about the film I want to cover. First thing I want to say... Excuse me. Aesthetically wise, beautiful film. Aesthetically, one of the most beautiful films I've seen in my life. I'm talking about the scene, the cinematography, the setting, how they did the jungle, how they did the part where you go through the force field barrier and there's like this mountain range where Wakanda's at, where the land of Wakanda's at, and how you go through this force field barrier. And when you go in there, there's like this sprawling metropolis. I did feel like the metropolis could have been a lot more prettier, but besides that, cinematography was beautiful, amazing. I'm talking about beautiful. I loved it because I love films where the world of the film takes you in the world, where you're taken into the world of the film, where you're taken into the world of the film and feel like you're present. Like, I felt Wakandan for a minute. And it was weird. I kept wondering about the whole film. But the whole time they kept speaking this language. And I kept wondering, what language is they speaking? Is this an actual language? Or are they just saying, making like monkey sounds? And they're just doing, like, I was wondering, what language is this? Like, that was one good thing about the film, was an aesthetically beautiful film, just on that level, just beautiful film aesthetically. The acting of the film was great. It was great. I felt like his character wasn't necessarily, there was a few moments here and there when Michael B. Jordan's acting where I felt like, nigga, you're trying too hard. And that just might just be my personal opinion. I just noticed that. There was a few times when he was acting, I was like, bro, you're trying way too hard, bro. Like, no, I'm not believing you at this point. And that might just be my personal thing. But generally speaking, the acting in the film was great. Chadwick Boseman is an amazing actor. And I saw him in the James Brown film, so I already knew that. But he does amazing in this character. Like, I remember this one scene, I don't want to spoil it for you, when the nigga said, I promised to the king before you that I could not speak this. He said, I am your king now. Like, his acting is amazing. He's an amazing actor. And it is no shock to me because he actually used to teach acting. He used to be a director and then he became an acting teacher. So it's no shock to me how talented he is as an actor. He was dope. Another thing I liked about the film was Lupita Nyong'o, who, by the way, bro, that is a beautiful woman. And I used to always hate how Hollywood was fetishizing her a little bit, because I feel like they were just acting like there's only one beautiful dark skinned woman that exists in the world. But nigga, she is, she could get the dick, nigga. Like, I don't know if it's her skin, her cheekbones, or her lips, but nigga, ooh, I'd love to fuck her. I'd fuck her, nigga, and I would fuck her, nigga, and get like a clay bust made of her and hang and put it on my shelf if I had a shelf in this empty ass apartment. Like, she's just so lovely. She's like a delicate, like chocolate flower, like just jungle love. You feel me? So she's a beautiful woman. Shout out to her. She did amazing. Her character was dope. Very believable. Really dope character. Now, there's another character also, I can't remember her name, this bald-headed black woman, pretty lips too. She did great in her character, loved her character too. The acting in the film was great. Now that I'm waxing poetic and get on this nest, we gotta talk about the negative side about the film. What I didn't like about the film was, and this is something that necessarily wasn't the film's fault, it was the character's fault. Black Panther, in my personal opinion, just is not a charismatic superhero. He's just not. It has nothing to do with Chadwick Boseman. It's just that the general idea of Black Panther, the powers that they give him, this fighting ability, and how he fights choreography, how his fighting choreography is in the film, he's just not a charismatic he's not a charismatic character. Like, it's nothing. His fighting, even in the film, his fighting's not that dope. Nigga, his bitch is fighting this female general. This bitch fight better than this nigga. Like, it's like he's just not a great fighter in the film. And that's a big thing for me, because the whole film was beautiful. I love the acting. I love everything about the film. But nigga, I can't love everything about the film and nigga, you can't fight all that, girl. Like, there was nothing flashy and dope about his fighting skills. Like, to me, he just was like a regular like fighter. Like, it was nothing. I'm saying, I have to say this. The movie itself was dope. He just, but the superhero, Black Panther, he's just B minus at best. And it's interesting to see that, because the film, bro, when I tell you, aesthetically, one of the most beautiful films I've seen in my life, man, just how they set the world, how they gave everybody the language and the different cloth and the apparel that they wore, the culture of Wakanda, it was beautiful. But the culture was just beautiful, but I can't ignore that this nigga's super, the character, the superhero, the actual main character is a C-minus level superhero at best. Like, nigga, no, I couldn't get over that, and I have to bring that up. Now, that's my personal opinion. There are a lot of people who are watching this right now might say, nigga, you don't know what you're talking about. Black Panther is was the best superheroes. You know, you guys can say the same thing about me when I talk shit about Batman. I don't think Batman's all that dope as niggas say he is, but once again, that's my personal opinion. Now, if we're just talking about the film itself, you know, independent of Black Panther, I think it's a great film. And I'm sorry, independent of the actual hero Black Panther, we're talking about just the Black Panther film. I think the Black Panther film is a masterpiece. I think it's a great film. I think it's artistic genius, artistic gold. And it just has a shitty superhero as the lead. But it is not to put anything against Chadwick Boseman. His acting is amazing. His fighting just sucks. Now, what that means, as a matter of fact, you know, it's a great film. It's a great film. I would recommend anybody go see it. I would give it about, if it was from 1 to 10, I would give it 8.7. An 8.7. I would give it about an 8.7. It's earned that. An 8.7. I think it's an 8.7 film by far. I think everybody did their role in the film. I think everybody did their part. Do I want to see a Black Panther 2? I'm not sure. I will watch it, because I have faith in it now. I think it will be dope. Like I said, I saw the first one, so I'm going to assume it'll be a dope film. But I think they'd have to do something about Black Panther's fighting choreography and his fighting style to make it more interesting for him. Because, like, you know, like, he's just not an enjoyable person to watch fight. I feel like Captain America fights better, Scarlet Black Widow fights better, goddamn Ant-Man fight better. Like, that'd be the only things I would change. But besides that, it's an amazing film. Now, what I do love about the film and the step in the race for a minute is, when you see, this film's probably going to gross almost a trillion dollars. When you see how many people came out for this film, all these goddamn black political panels they had for the film, all these black radio hosts supporting, all these black rappers, all this, we made it like this universal global black event to come support this film. What's great about this for my people is because, for a long time, there was a time in Hollywood where they will be scared to, or Hollywood will be scared to fund all black films or fund a film with too many black leads because they would feel like black faces weren't well received overseas. You know, I remember Robin Thicke, really famous singer, he was doing this show with Sway when Sway in the Sway radio show, and he was talking about his wife at the time, Paula Patton, who's a light skinned black woman. And he said that there was a film where they were trying to cast Paula Patton and Will Smith, but he said that they ended up saying that Will Smith couldn't be a part of it. They ended up getting Denzel Washington because they said they didn't want to go double ethnic. We live in a day and age now where, because of Black Panther, you're going to see more films that are quote unquote double ethnic or triple ethnic. You're going to see Black Panther. You're going to see whatever Mexican superhero they have. They might form a, you know, like El Santo. For those who don't know, El Santo is a very famous like wrestler, like in Mexican culture, whatever, and I kind of like that film with superheroes. They might make an El Santo film and it might do $500 million across the world. Or even Coco. I like seeing how Coco was so well received. This film about these little colored people, these brown people speaking Spanish, and it's such a Mexican culture film, but it was well received around the world. We live in a day and age where every culture has a chance to get their own positive representation in Hollywood and be well received. And Black Panther is doing that for my people, and I love that because that means we're going to see more black films. We're going to see more black science fiction films, more black fantasy films, and that's important to me. It's very important to me. So thank you, Black Panther, for doing that for me. I think it's a dope film. I want to thank all the people in that film who are part of it. Thank you for Lupita Nyong'o, my future baby mom. I'm gonna fuck Lupita. Lupita gonna get this dick. I'm gonna tell you that right now. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. She getting this dick at some point in life. She getting this dick at some point. I'm telling you that right now. It is a great film. I want you guys to tell me what you think about my review. Tell me what you think. And I apologize for my lisp right now. I just chipped my tooth, so it's bad. Like, yeah, it's bad. I know you guys can see it's bad. I chipped it and now I'm stuck like this. So I don't know what I'm going to do. But thank you for listening. You're part of the family. My name is JT. Thank you for listening. Thank you.
And that was my review of the Black Panther film. It was an interesting moment in time. Like I said, it's a good film for the culture, but me personally, I didn't personally feel like it was. I didn't like the fighting choreography. It is what it is. And this next one, speaking of the culture, this was actually a YouTube video that I did a few months ago, and it was called My Favorite Things of the 90s. And don't mind the background music, but it was just me speaking on waxing poetic about the great memories of the 1990s to early 2000s, about the childhood for those of us who were happy to have been born there. It was a great moment in time. And so with that being said, hope you guys listen. Hope you guys enjoy. And let me know what you think.
Every day when you're walking down the street, everybody that you meet is an original one to be. And I say, alright, keep 100. I want to know how many of y'all really said, hey, it's your phone. Like, I want to know how many of y'all really got into it like that. With that being said, here's me talking about my favorite things about the 90s. Welcome to the People's Paradise Podcast YouTube channel. How you guys doing? So, as you can tell, if you guys know something, that was actually the theme song from Arthur. Very, very great song of my childhood. Got me through a lot of moments where I got bullied for my string cheese. My favorite things about the 90s. This video was completely unprepared. I'm not doing any backtracks. I don't have any footnotes. I'm just going off of just my love of the 1990s and my love of the cartoons that I watched growing up. My love of the eras of things that we had there. So the first thing that I could say by far is my favorite thing about the 1990s was, I have to say, the cartoons. The cartoons were just amazing. And I'm not one of those people who's going to tell you 90s cartoons were better than 2000s cartoons or 90s cartoons were better than 80s cartoons. But I'll say for me personally, because the nostalgia that they have, they mean something more to me. Because when I was growing, the thing about us, when you're a 90s baby, I'm 91, I don't know what you guys are, but even the 80s babies who might have watched cartoons around that time, like, the thing about us is, outside the Arthurs and In Between the Lines and the Reading Rainbow, I guess Reading Rainbows, those shows, when it came to cartoons, those shows were cute and they were kiddish. They were more like educationally geared. But we had the pleasure, we had the luxury of around 95, 96 of having just an influx of cartoons that had that more teenage dark lewd kind of humor, like the Beavis and Buttheads, like the Cow and Chickens and the Johnny Bravos to a certain extent. I remember one cartoon came on. Y'all remember that one weird ass fucking cartoon used to come on at like 11 p.m. on Cartoon Network? It was called Canada. It was like these weird, that was the weirdest freaking cartoon I'd ever seen in my life. It was like a compilation of all these weird, oddly drawn cartoons where people was like, it was just weird. I was like, I remember being 6 years old watching this thing, like, what the hell is this? Like, what the F? Like, what is this? So that's one thing I do love is the cartoons. I do miss the cartoons. I do miss staying up late at night. I'm going to tell you what I miss about 1992. I'm going to tell you what I miss, honestly, is like, they don't even do this no more. And they did this all the way up into the early 2000s, but I think the 1990s was when it was like really, really popping. Do you remember cartoons? Do you remember after school cartoons? Do you remember when from Monday through Friday, they used to have a block on all the channels on Kids WB? On WB, which but in that block, they called it Kids WB. On all the channels, they had a 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock block, sometimes 2:30 to 5 o'clock block, where it would just be all cartoons for kids. And it would just be waiting for you right when you got out of school. Like, I think on Kids WB, it was Superman, Batman, Jackie Chan Adventures. Uncle Cartoon Network was always cartoons. And then on Fox, it was... Fox had varied because sometimes it'd be Power Rangers, sometimes it'd be Digimon. They had a few different shows. Sometimes it'd be Galador. Like, it'd be a whole bunch of different things. It'd be the Ripping Friends. And it just, bro, that used to make my whole day. I used to be Usain Bolt trying to get home. Like, I'm going to miss Digimon. Like, I used to love that shit, man. I miss that. I miss Saturday morning cartoons. That I do miss more than anything else. I miss waking up and I might renew my Boomerang account. Y'all, shout out to Boomerang. Boomerang is an app that you can go on to watch all the cartoons made by Hanna-Barbera. I might renew my goddamn Boomerang account. This just gives me a lot of nostalgia, or in Portuguese, as they say, saudade. Like, I used to love getting up in the morning, watching Saturday morning cartoons, get your bowl of cereal, get that bowl of Reese's peanut butter cups that your mama told you not to touch it, she gonna kick your ass. Like, I used to love that, the cartoons. So that was one of the main things. Oh, let me see how much time I'm booking on here. That was one of the main things. Cartoons. The other half I could say outside of cartoons, what I liked about the 90s is what we did for fun. What we did for fun. And it has been a minute since I was 8 years old and played in the park, so I don't know if kids are still doing this, but I remember all the stuff we had. I remember the Nerf. We used to be entertained by the simplest of shits. Nerf guns. Fucking the, remember those things? What's it called? The springs that go down the stairs. The spring. It's a spring that you can move and it'd be, it's like a bed. It's just a damn bed spring. But on the commercial, they made it look cool because it was going down the stairs and shit. And remember that one thing, the bop it? That bop it. Like, we really thought a fucking challenge was fun. Like, bop it, trip it. Like, we really thought that was fun. Like, bop it. We thought bop it was the shit. Another thing we could say, another thing. Oh my God. Okay, this is my favorite thing about the 90s by far. The discovery and the revealing of the world of Harry Potter. That was the thing that made... Man, you guys don't even know how much of a fan I am of Harry Potter. And I discovered Harry Potter when I was in third grade. My third grade teacher, shout out to Jim Gordon, RIP Jim Gordon, one of the most talented teachers that we had in the Vallejo Solano County School District. And he started doing this reading time for an hour, about 45 minutes to an hour. He would just read to us. And he ended up reading, one of the books in the reading was the Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, around the time when it kind of just came out. And man, like, I fell in love with this story about wizards and dragons and griffins and stuff. Like, I love this. So that by far, like, Harry, like, y'all, some of y'all who don't remember, Harry Potter took the world by storm when it first came out. Like, it was like this whole new world I got discovered. Like, it was amazing. So Harry Potter by far. So top three things I guess I got so far is... cartoons, recreational activities, Harry Potter. Really, everything I'm saying is recreational activities, I guess. So I guess all of that. This cartoons, a lot of this stuff is stuff that just I love because nostalgia attached to it. I think it can be about the quality too. You could argue that since Harry Potter has come out, there hasn't been a book that's taken underage reader. Like, there hasn't been another series that's taken over the reading world for kids by storm like that since Harry Potter came out. You know, Percy Jackson and Olympus was a great series, but it nowhere near had the impact of a Harry Potter or even the Pendragon series by Pendragon series. Like, it, so I, it was, that was a good one. I think that's pretty much it, bro. I can think of, yeah, I guess just cartoons, recreational activities, and Nerf and Harry Potter. And just, I think because I was a kid then, the one thing I miss about that age is like the imagination I used to have. And I still have a good imagination. You know, I'm a daydreamer. I always daydream, always writing stories, because I'm a writer as well, outside of being a broadcaster. But one thing I always miss is like that phase. Like, when you were a kid, there is something magical about that-ness, about that, that naive imagination of viewing of the world. Like when you were a kid, you really would go to McDonald's to your mom when she told you don't go in the bathroom by yourself. Or, well, if she, no, sorry. When she would tell you don't go in the bath, don't talk to strangers. that was a bad example. When she would tell you don't talk to strangers because they might kidnap you, you really would believe that the stranger, if you approached them too close, he would pull out a big ass Santa Claus esque bag and just stuff you in it and run away to Haiti some goddamn way. So I do miss that naivete. And I do miss the Disney movies. That's something we didn't talk about. That is something I will say, and I'm going to stand by. I think 1990s have the best Disney movies of all time. I think we had the best Disney movies. We had from Aladdin to Lion King to Prince of Egypt was Pixar. But I'm going to suck out. But Prince of Egypt had kind of like a Disney feel to it. Prince of Egypt by far is my favorite song. If there's my favorite cartoon film, if there's any songs I can recommend, if there was any songs that I could recommend you listen to, I recommend from the bottom of my heart that you listen to Through Heaven's Eyes by Brian Stokes Mitchell from the Prince of Egypt soundtrack, All I Ever Wanted by Amrik Bayram, and Deliver Us by Amrik Bayram. Like, great songs. Now, with that being said, this is the People's Paradise Podcast. Please click the subscribe button. Make sure you subscribe to my channel. Also, I would love for you guys to listen to People's Paradise Podcast. It's on 1 o'clock p.m. Monday through Friday. My name is JT, one of the greatest broadcasters of all time. And this is me waxing poetic about my favorite things about the 90s. So thank you for being a part of the family. Much love, peace, and... And that was the Flashback Friday episode for you guys. I'm going to start doing it a little bit more. A reason why I kind of avoided, I really want to actually do like a real live episode that was up to date current events today, but I just didn't because, I'm mentally just dealing with a lot right now. But you know, I'll be back tomorrow. You know, I mean, sorry, Monday. I have a new episode for you guys Monday or Saturday if I feel like pleasing you guys with the extras. And with that being said, this is the People's Paradise Podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of the family. Much love, peace, and chicken grease.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.